Radio Gdańsk English News.
Read by Martin Caron. The headlines this Saturday, August 20th, 2022. US to provide more military hardware to Ukraine. Oldest Pole dies at 116. And golden algae, likely cause of Oder River fish die-off. Good afternoon. The US government is to provide more military hardware to Ukraine in its ongoing support for the country in its war with Russia. The latest package for Ukraine, valued at up to $775 million, will include additional ammunition for the HIMARS system, 16 105mm howitzer systems, 15 Scan Eagle surveillance drones, 40 mine-resistant vehicles and some 1,000 Javelin anti-tank missiles, among others. The weapons reflect specific requests and operational needs of the Ukrainians, the US officials said at a briefing. The aid package would bring the total US military aid to Ukraine to about $10.6 billion since the beginning of Joe Biden's administration. The oldest Polish person in the world died yesterday, aged 116. The city council of Gliwice, southern Poland, where the lady lived for several decades, said this morning Tekla Juniewicz, Poland's oldest woman in history, the oldest inhabitant of the Silesian province, the second oldest person in the world, and first and foremost, an extraordinary woman of great heart and strong character, passed away. She was 116 years, 2 months and 6 days old. Juniewicz was born in Krupsk near Lviv in today's Ukraine on June 10, 1906. She remembered the time when Poland was partitioned between three neighbouring powers, Russia, Austria and Prussia. Poland's climate and environment minister has said that experts have confirmed the presence of microorganisms known as golden algae in water samples from the Oder River after a mass fish die-off. In an interview with public broadcaster Polish Radio, Anna Moskwa said that the blooms of the algae could produce toxins that kill fish and clams. She added that the microorganisms were not harmful to humans. Moskwa also said in the interview that initial reports of the presence of mercury as the cause of the contamination of the river have not been confirmed. And finally, luxury local yacht maker Sunreef is set to open a new sales office in Istanbul in Turkey. The Gdańsk-based company, which sells luxury yachts to mega-rich clients, already has offices in the United Arab Emirates and a sales office in Florida, USA, as well as its manufacturing base and headquarters in Gdańsk. Turkey is home to at least 100,000 millionaires. The company was established in Gdańsk in 2002. One of its flagship models costs around $7.3 million.
The weather.
Today will be a muggy and cloudy day in a gentle breeze with a chance of some thunderstorms throughout the day with temperatures of 25 degrees centigrade, that's 77 degrees Fahrenheit during the day, and 17 degrees overnight. Tomorrow will start rainy and the rain will clear into the afternoon with temperatures of 22 degrees during the day and 13 degrees overnight. That was the Radio Gdańsk English News and Weather.